Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, to this week in the United Wrestling Alliance in the UWA. Wow, what a week we have. I am the owner and the longest reigning United World Champion in history. I am no longer the chief executive officer of the United Wrestling Alliance because the anonymous UWA general manager, formerly the anonymous Raw general manager, has decided to suspend me because due to the ground being frozen, we had to change the match, the Armageddon match, and he's pissed about it. The laptop is pissed about it. So he suspended me against the board's wishes. However, apparently there was a loophole, some hidden code in his transistors or whatever. Again, it's ironclad. So I have no more power. I can't book anything. So we need a head booker. Ain't that funny? We might have to do a booker battle. I don't know. But guess what? Like I said last week, whatever he did and he suspended me, that's great. But guess what? I've already signed deals months out in advance. So the next shit is me. And any other idea I have, I could just easily go to creative and see what they have to say. But that's not the big news. The big news for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to get right to it, is we want to know exactly where the Battle of Armageddon Book 2, the second match of the Battle of Armageddon, is going to take place. And I still don't have a drum roll, but we are going to tell you right now. And in fact, we're going to let Sid, the Armageddon champion, Sid Luciano, the last Don, tell it to you. We got this call earlier. He left it on our machine. He was traveling from his limo, apparently. So let's take a listen to what Sid has to say. Where, Sid, where are we going to see you next with the Armageddon champion? Let's take a listen.
Yeah, champ here. And I got our location for my first title defense, the Junkyard. Now, Mr. Raw Anonymous General Manager, let me give you some knowledge to sip on real quick. You see the last Don? He's ready anytime, any place. And to make things easier for you and everyone else, I'm here to make an offer nobody can refuse. Armageddon Championship Junkyard Match, April. So whoever's ready to step up and take a swing at number one, go ahead and do so. Because the last Don, I'm always swinging for the fences. And as far as Don Tony P goes and your meeting, we'll send the invite when we're ready. Just know that UWA is now Luciano territory. And this ain't personal, strictly business. Signing off, your last Don, Sid Luciano.
Yeah, go ahead and make a left there.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Junkyard Brawl, and we're just getting it in now. I got this. All right, here we go. We're posting it. It is called, I'm getting this, it is called Judgment at the Junkyard. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get some applause. Judgment at the Junkyard. Give me the applause. Last Don versus the World Open Challenge Junkyard Brawl. Who is it going to step up? Who's going to step up to face the Last Don? Who is going to step up to face the Armageddon Champion in the next, which is bound to be a hellacious Armageddon Championship match? Because number one, it's going to be in the junkyard, right? Number one. And, you know, I don't know who secured that location, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, but it's going to happen, Judgment at the Junkyard, and that's going to happen in April. That is the Armageddon Championship, the Battles of Armageddon, Book 2. Look at that. That's amazing. That is exciting, and that's where we want to be, and that's not even the biggest news of the week, my God. But I'm excited about The Last Don versus The World, and I'm excited whoever's going to step up to face him, we will know in April. But if you haven't seen the first Battle of Armageddon, which is the Battle of Armageddon, at the graveyard, you can go to our YouTube page. Just go to YouTube and type in the United Wrestling Alliance, and you'll see it, our big circular thing. It looks like the Thundercats logo, because thunder, thunder, Thundercats. Ho! That's right. So also, the shitty thing that that happened last week, and we're going to play that for you right now, is what we're going to talk about right here. So let's take a listen to what the anonymous UWA general manager had to say.
Attention. I am the anonymous UWA general manager, and I have had enough. After consulting with the board, and then overruling their judgment, I have reached a conclusion. Mr. Hollywood Tony P., you are suspended until further notice from any and all duties revolving around the operations of the United Wrestling Alliance. You are hereby talent only and will have no power moving forward. I made it Barry DeWin, you changed that. I am in charge, and now you are not. I will punish all who oppose me, and those who change the way I run. I have spoken. End of line.
See, and now that's the problem, because if you go back and you watch the graveyard match, it was supposed to be Barry to win, right? We tried to just gloss over that because it was supposed to be Barry to win. And unfortunately, when we got there, who knew there was a blizzard the day before, the ground was frozen solid. We could not dig a grave in the graveyard to bury somebody in. I'm sorry, Anonymous. I am a human being who can't dig through rock-hard, frozen tundra. Rock-hard, frozen tundra. I am not... I am not rock-hard, frozen tundra digging material. But he's a computer. He doesn't understand. So Jagoff goes against the board and suspends me. I'm talent only now. I'm champion. I can't. But again, dude, you're a little too late, brother. I did a whole lot of shit so far. And you're just going to have to all wait and see. I mean, it is ridiculous the lengths that this laptop is going. I don't know if it's whatever, but... you know, hey, whatever. At followers. Some followers. Let's see who wants to answer the challenge. Also, since I am suspended, I am talent, and I have all these things set, I sent out a message to The Last Don, Luciano, and I made it clear that in order to combat what's going on and the general manager situation and what's going on in the United Wrestling Alliance with the families, we're going to have a war council here sometime in the future when his consigliere talks to my consigliere, okay? Because, you know, I respect The Last Don. I respect Sid Luciano. I understand his connection, and he is who he is. But you also have to understand that I go back, way back to the old country, you see. Tony P is 100% Italian. Deeply buried in within the system, the family itself, Don Tony. Don Tony is history. Don Tony has history. Don Tony has made history. And Don Tony is going to meet with the last Don Sid Luciano, and we're going to sit down in our war council, and we're going to discuss a lot of things, including the mouths of some people, the mouths of some robots, and some other people who I'm not pretty happy with, who, whatever, you know, but that's okay. And that will happen sometime in the coming months. You will see a war council between the two great families. And we're going to make sure that things run properly. Territories aside, it's just how it is. So, once trust is established, then we're going to go ahead with the plan. And again, all of this I set in motion long ago. So, Anon, you can do whatever you want, brother. You can do with, probably sister, I don't know. You can do whatever you want and think you got the power, but you ain't got nothing, man. You ain't got nothing. You are not so beautiful to me. You are not, and I'm not happy with you. I also uploaded it to YouTube, so if you go to our Facebook page, and you can go to our Facebook page, and check out the YouTube video, which is actually the message we got from Sid Luciano, the last Don. Has a message for followers. All right, post the last Don's message. So who's going to accept this message for the open challenge? I don't know. I'm curious. I really would like to know. I would love to know, but then again, we're going to have to wait and see. Who will step up and challenge the Armageddon champion? You want to go to our YouTube page, watch the match. It's also on the Facebook page, United Wrestling Alliance, like them both. And the last and final news we have of the night and the day and whatever the week is Thunder Brawl. That's right, Thunder Brawl. Me being an undefeated champion at 17-0, I just keep knocking them down. They come up and knock them down, so we're going to do it again. Thunder Brawl's coming, and who's going to get to face me and the main event of the night? Well, I don't know. There's going to be four people who are going to be doing it. Thunder Brawl! You know what Thunder Brawl is? Well, Thunder Brawl is a fatal four-way elimination match number one contender. Fatal four-way number one contender elimination match. And after each elimination, a new weapon is introduced into the Thunder Brawl arena. And so that's going to happen. But here's the thing. See, this is going to be a lot more difficult without a head booker, because while I had in mind, and we know mostly who we're booking, since I have no say now, there's a few spots I can't fill. So we're going to have to try to figure out who is, I'm not, I don't know. So I'm out of the loop now, okay? Anon and the board are doing what they want to do. Whoever they are, I don't know, as head booker, I don't know. With the IWC, what we did is we had booker battles. So we might have a booker battle, ladies and gentlemen. I'll announce it here. Well, there's a new championship. It's not a championship. It's battle for head booker. Booker battle. Let me type that up. Booker battle. Booker battles are coming to the UWA. Booker battles are coming to the UWA in 2024. So booker battles are coming. Great. We need a head booker. You know what? Booker battles are coming. And guess what? I hooked that up 2 weeks ago. Oops! We've been talking about the head booker battle for a while. So again, there you go. So, listen, I have my hands in everything, and I've already set forth most shit, and whether it's real or make-believe, you know, it's going to be me for a minute until I get my position back. And hell, I might even go out for head booker, because I should be, and there's no reason I should be suspended. I did what I had to do. We needed a match. We needed to have the match. It was either have it not be a buried match or not have the match. We had the land. We had the property. We had the proper authority to be there, but only at that time. So I made the decision that any good booker would make. I made the decision that any good producer would make. Any good booker, any good producer, any good executive would make. And I'm going to appeal to the board. We're going to have a big thing because I want to know. And finally, before we do go, I want you to take a listen to this.
Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands. If you believe in parties, re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony B. Party is his middle name. President Mr. Hollywood Tony P's party platform means doing more jobs, better recreation, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On election day, cast your vote for a proven champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
Right, I am running for re-election still, and you need to vote for me. So it's okay, Anon. Thank you for suspending my any kind of creative whatever shit that I have to do in the United Wrestling Alliance, because you know what? I can focus my attention on the campaign trail. You're going to vote for me, Hollywood Tony P. I am me. Ready for you? Hell. I've already united the puppets and the ventriloquist puppets and the marionettes together in harmony for all fairy tale creatures. I've united the werewolves and the vampires and any make-believe creature there is, brought them together through unity. And my campaign, I'm looking at my bumper sticker right now. And if you want a bumper sticker, you can come to Fuel and Iron Tournament of Champions, because the United Wrestling Alliance will be there. We are a sponsor of them, and we will have some merchandise, including bumper stickers for me, posters from me, t-shirts from all of our great talent, and any other merchandise stickers. So you want to come down to that. We're going to be in the audience taking a good look at what's going on down there at Steel City. And I believe that's some of the stuff we're going to be talking to the last Don about. But honesty, decency, and integrity. And it should prove to all of you that I get things done. Okay, I was presented with a problem. I can't dig a six-foot hole, no matter how much I made Fonzie grab that shovel, no matter how much I told him to dig. The ground was frozen with fear in the graveyard of terror. And so now, instead of the graveyard, we're going to the junkyard. That's right, judgment at the junkyard. Judgment at the junkyard. Do you realize that? Junkyard, metal, mangled metal, masses of carnage of cars and just the visceral dirt and grime and grease and just the fiery battle of Armageddon. The judgment is going to take place in a place where things that were cherished are crushed. Things that were loved are thrown away. The battle of Armageddon. The battles of Armageddon continue with book two. Judgment at the junkyard. Stay tuned to the United Wrestling Alliance for more information on this and other events. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Mr. Hollywood Tony P. I am the United World Champion, nearing 600 days undefeated as champion. You know, I only lost one match, and that was to Randy Rude in CSW long time ago. And the only reason I lost that match is because Lilith Grimm, that's right, your good friend Lilith Grimm, hit me in the head with the bottle, knocked me the fuck out on the mat. And you can actually see that. I'm actually going to take that video and upload it to the United Wrestling Alliance's page, because you know what? It is me, it is my video, and it was from my camera. So, my ass. Bang. And if anybody wants to come down, listen. If you have a league and you think you're man enough, or you got people in there who are good enough, you can try to get into Thunderbrawl. Contact us, man. Shit. You ain't got nothing. You wouldn't take $1,000 when I offered it. Ain't nobody going to try. They're scared. You're all scared of me. Of me, Tony P. I'll see you in the ring. And I'll also see you on the campaign trail. We'll also see you in the junkyard. My God. It's going to be spectacular. My God, it'll be beautiful. It'll be beautiful. Let's take a really quick break because we do have a sponsor that we have to – we have two sponsors, actually. So let's get that right out of the way, and then we'll come back, and then we'll end the show. Let's go to our sponsors right now. Number one, take it away.
People everywhere are signing up to join
– WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and, of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, VAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HD TVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
My
back, everyone, to This Week in the UWA. Thank you for tuning in. We had to get our couple of commercials going. And, of course, that bumper was a tribute to Monday Night Fallout. Those were the days. Minister of Sinister, who is currently part of the United Wrestling Alliance, plus me and T-Rock Plutonium, who is also a part of the United Wrestling Alliance now, used to host Monday Night Fallout over there on the TGTS radio network, and then now on the World Generation Podcast Network. We haven't done it in a minute, but we used to do Raw. We used to do Raw every week. It was very interesting, and we had a lot of great guests. Three-man band guy was awesome. I mean, if you knew it, you remembered. If you were in part of Bud's back room, you understand it. And we got that's when we were doing big. We had thousands and thousands of people coming. It was great, man. The IWC spawned off of that, but we talked about Raw every week, and we used to watch it every week, and each week you would see it just go down and down and down, and we'd just be bitching and moaning more about Roman Reigns, and it just for the last 10 years we've been bitching about Roman Reigns, and guess what? We're still bitching about Roman Reigns, but this isn't about him. This is about us, and since we're going to go, let me recap what's going on today. Number one, Sid Luciano has issued an open challenge. Judgment at the Junkyard. Who will accept the open challenge to face the Armageddon champion Sid Luciano? One-on-one in a Junkyard brawl in April. And then, of course, Booker battles are coming. That's right. Who's going to be the new head Booker of the United Wrestling Alliance? The Booker battles are coming. And me, Hollywood Tony P, I'm running for president, re-elect. But, of course, I've been suspended. And I'm going to have my day against the board, and that will air live. Also, the last Don will have a war council meeting with Don Tony P, and we will discuss everything from here to there and back again. And Thunder Brawl is coming. Fatal 4-Way Elimination Number 1 Contender Match, where the winner will then face me for the United World Championship. And I will literally put my championship on the line, and we'll see. We'll see how that works, and that's coming as well. What a week! What a long week and a lot of stuff. And so we're going to pretty much end it there. Thank you guys for joining us. Please like us on Facebook, United Wrestling Alliance. Like me on Facebook, Hollywood Tony P, Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Look it up. That's me, Mr. Hollywood Tony P. I'm not just Hollywood. I'm Mr. Hollywood. You got to say Mr. because I am a father. So Mr. Hollywood is my name. I'm Mr. Hollywood, okay? Mr. Hollywood Don Tony P. Mr. Hollywood Don Tony P, please. And also, YouTube, please subscribe to our YouTube page, the United Wrestling Alliance. That is the only place you're going to get to see Judgment at the Junkyard with the Armageddon Champion, Sid Luciano. I am the United World Champion, Mr. Hollywood Tony P. And for all the other champions, including the Huntress, the United Women's Champion, thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you next week right here as we recap everything that's happened in the United Wrestling Alliance. Thank you guys, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.